It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. New York City is the closest it has ever been to getting its first public observatory. That is, if a group of astronomers can finalize a home for it by tomorrow. WNYC's Rosemary Misdary reports on the last-minute scramble.
When Nassau Community College began to modernize in 2019, the observatory that its astronomy students have used for more than 40 years had to go. But Dr. Thomas Bruckner, chair of the physical sciences department, wasn't ready to say goodbye to the galvanized steel dome atop his building.
I couldn't let it go to scrap. Everybody wanted it. I mean, I even wanted it. If I didn't have a bunch of trees in my yard, I'd plop it in the middle of my yard.
But there was one problem.
It's big and heavy.
Bruckner had a lot of initial takers for the 12-foot-high, 6-foot-wide starry cupola. But first in line was the Amateur Astronomers Association of New York. The group's longtime goal is to create an observatory exclusively for the public. Over nearly 200 years, several attempts have failed in the city. The latest quest started in Brooklyn, first at Floyd Bennett Field, but they ran into landmark restrictions. Then in Shirley Chisholm State Park, but it closes too early in the evening for stargazing. After nearly a year, there was still no new home for the half-ton solar-powered rotunda, and time was ticking. Kat Troach is a NASA solar system ambassador involved in the mission.
We're feeling pretty defeated at this point, and we're saying, wow, we can't even get this thing away.
The breakthrough came during a stargazing event across the street from the Bronx High School of Science. Bart Fried, the vice president of the Amateur Astronomers Association, said the attendees looked out at the grassy banks of the Jerome Reservoir and thought,
we don't do enough in the Bronx. Why don't we put the dome up there where the public can use it? And Bronx science can use it. It will be New York City's very first truly public observatory.
The city's parks department is still reviewing the plan. If it doesn't finish before May 24th, the astronomy group may be forced to arrange a costly temporary move from Nassau Community College to the Cradle of Aviation Museum, just down the road. But Bruckner says the hassle is an investment in the future.
We only know what 4% of the matter in our universe is. We don't know what the rest is. And it's the next generations of the curious that will lead us into discovering what our universe is made out of, how and why we came to be.
The New York City Public Observatory hopes to open this summer with a first light party, a traditional celebration that marks the initial viewing through a new telescope. Rosemary Misdary, WNYC News.